FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Third Day. Call My Name. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday. It's 7:03.
Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications Fridays at 5 o'clock. Listen for your cue to call, email lisa@wjtl.com, or post your request on Facebook each Friday afternoon. It's the Friday request and dedication hour at 5 on FM 90.3 WJTL.
And joining us live on the phone, longtime friends, longtime listeners from Square Halo Books, it's Ned and Leslie Bustard. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, friend.
So great to have you guys on the air. Before we talk about Square Halo, Leslie, anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, these friends are down in Maryland, but they're connected to our Square Halo Books. So I want to say hello to Alan and Diana Bauer.
Ned, how about you? Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I would if they're all awake, but all of my friends are still asleep, I think.
Well, we're glad that you're awake, and we're glad all our listeners are joining you awake this morning. Tell us about Square Halo Books.
Well, I'll give a little bit of information, and if I don't say the right things, I know Ned can help me fill it in. But we have been partnering with these friends of ours, Alan and Diana, for almost 25 years next year. And we're a small book publishing company, although we're not small on how many books we publish. We published about 30 books. And our goal has been, well, our tagline is extraordinary books for ordinary people. And our books range from theology and scriptural, like studying the scripture, to art making and creativity and the imagination, as well as this year, we put out almost 8 books. And so we have some lovely books about the imagination and the call to creativity, as well as some memoir books that have also come out, as well as a book about J.R. Tolkien and the arts. So
wow.
I don't know if there's, maybe you can think of other things, Ned.
Yeah, the name of our company is kind of unusual, and people are usually surprised by it. Square Halo. Folks normally know what a circular halo is, but square halos are a little more unusual. And it comes from old, in church art, that when someone was considered a saint but hadn't died yet, they would draw them or paint them or put a mosaic of them up with a square halo. And that was to show the viewer that this person was very, very holy, but just hadn't died yet. And so that's where we get Square Halo Books. We're making books for saints who are still living with us.
I love that. You guys are very holy, but you haven't died yet.
Right, exactly.
I love that. Now, I follow you guys on social media, and it seems like you're always creating. You're always doing art. You're always doing books. You guys are very creative folks. Tell us a little bit about the importance of creativity in our everyday life.
Well, one thing that I think, well, first of all, we are made in God's image by a creative God. You know, we can think of him as the first artist who used his, out of love and out of holiness and his imagination, made the world. Because that was just who he was. And so he then created humans in his image. And so I think part of what it means from our creation is to image him as creative. Now, I am married to an artist who's always thinking about ideas. And I never really understood what it meant for me to be creative because I'm not an artist. I couldn't draw. I can't even cut on paper straight. When I was younger, I read a book by Edith Schaefer, The Hidden Art of Homemaking, and she just talks about that everybody has something within them that is creative. It's just something we have to pay attention to. And so I think if we can think about, even in our ordinary lives, what does it mean to create a meal that's beautiful, or a garden, or how to think about even those things like people who are mechanics, or every aspect of our life, we can find what makes us creative, even if it's smaller, a small A, not a big A artist or creative. Then we just think about Christ and how he was how he was creative and used his imagination as we think about parables and how he pointed us to the truth. But he had us use our imagination because the truth is so huge and so real that many times for us to really even gain a little bit of an understanding of that past just our head, so it's affecting our heart, he used imagination, you know, in those parables, especially, like, I think about how I'm so drawn to the prodigal son story. I mean, he's using so many aspects of storytelling so that people can understand not just what it means to be loved by the father, but their own humanity and their own family life. So I think creativity is just deeply embedded in us, but we miss it because we think that creativity is just about, like, the experts or who's famous for being creative as an actor or a writer, but we all have it in us. So.
Yeah, creativity is very important, and it's who we are from the beginning of time, from Genesis 1. We have a book that just came out it's almost a year ago now called Naming the Animals, An Invitation to Creativity. And the whole premise of that is that we are all creative. I gave the book to my mom, and she said, oh, I'm not very creative. I said, oh, yes, you are, and you need to read this book to find out why.
Wow, wow. Speaking of creativity, you guys have a conference coming up that is all about creativity and collaboration. Tell us about that.
Well, this was a baby of mine, something I've been thinking about even a couple of years before COVID started, and we, of course, had to cancel it, you know, during that first wave of the pandemic. But it really, it's called The Inklings, Creativity, Community, and Collaboration. And it's basically looking at C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien and that group that were friends with them and how they, as their creativity coming out mostly as writers and poets, and they were also, most of them were professors, how they, not just in their own ways, were writing, but they had formed this community where they could share their work together. And through that, through the sharing, they also started collaborating and helping each other. So, you know, Lord of the Rings would not have happened without C.S. Lewis cheerleading Tolkien on. So it's our conference is actually sold out, but we have some speakers from far away, but we also have local speakers as well. And it'll be a time where not only are we going to learn and think about ideas of different inklings, but we're also going to experience the beauty of creativity, where we'll do some creative things together or collaboration, but we'll definitely be experiencing community together, so that people who are coming, we actually have people coming from all over the country as well as Canada, so that they can take these things that they're hearing, like seeds, or just enjoying these aspects, and it can, like, enlarge what they're doing back home, so that the things that they can be inspired by, like if they're inspired by Tolkien or Lewis, that can help encourage them in their everyday life with the people that they have in their lives and the places God has put them. So, and we also have, this is sold out too, so I'm very sorry. For those who love Andrew Peterson, we'll have an Andrew Peterson concert. So there's some really neat things that'll be happening. It's in February.
I was going to say, even though it's sold out, tell us where and when.
Oh, sure. It's going to be at the Trust Performing Arts Building. My husband has a gallery there, so we already have some artwork that's up that supports the show. So the Trust Performing Arts Building in downtown Lancaster, and it's February 11th and 12th, Friday night and all day Saturday. So if they're interested in a little bit of this event, the first part of our event, we are collaborating with a friend of ours, Tom Becker, who does something called the Row House. And the speaker will be talking about something with Tolkien. And so the community is invited to that. We have about 25 tickets left for that event. But the rest of the whole event is closed.
And where can they get it?
First Friday in February, my gallery will be open. And the art show that's part of this conference will be available to walk-ins.
And where can they get info on that?
Sure. If they go to our website, let me make sure I have the right thing. It's like www.squarehalobooks.com and look for the conference link. So if you look up at the top of the menu, there's conferences. So they'll pull it down and they'll see the very first conference, and it's called The Inklings.
Check it out, squarehalobooks.com. We'll talk more with Ned and Leslie coming up in just a bit. Micah Tyler, Need to Breathe and More on the way, too.